I don't know you. You're new here, are you? Okay. The last time I told a story about taking a great big pig to market. You remember that? And the man, do you remember it? Oh, well, I'll tell a quick, real quick. We were taking a pig to market. My father-in-law, that's Mrs. Eberhardt's daddy, and we saw a man that was hungry and just really felt bad. So my father-in-law, who wasn't a Christian, invited that man in to have something to eat, and he paid for it. And I thought at the time, I'm a Christian. Why didn't I think of that? But no, a man who doesn't claim to love Jesus thought of it. Now, this is another story about the same man. His name was Frank Wayne Dickerson, and most everybody called him Dick. He was kind, and kids just loved him. Little kids, smaller than you, would crawl all over him, and he never invited them to do it. They just did it. People loved him. I don't know anybody that didn't. But he wasn't a churchgoer. He worked Sabbath. He worked Sunday, smoked cigarettes. But he didn't cheat people. He didn't lie and steal. That was immoral. Well, on his way home from work one afternoon, he saw a car, and the old cars in the old days, when you lifted the hood for the motor, you lifted it on each side. Both sides were lifted up, and a man and his wife were looking at the motor. And kids, he says, there must have been 10 of them, but there wasn't, but it just looked like it, were standing around. And he went by, and he hit his brakes on an old Model A pickup, which at that time was a pretty good pickup. He backed up, and he says, you're having car trouble. What's wrong? Oh, the man says, I don't know. We came from Oklahoma. We're going to Pasadena, which is quite a ways away. I have just enough money for gas, not enough to buy parts for a car. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, Dick said, and his name was Frank Wayne, but people called him Dick because his last name was Dickerson. He said, I've got a rope here. Let's tow you to my house. It's just around a corner and down a few streets, and we'll see what we can do about fixing it. Don't worry. Oh, they got in the car. He pulled him in, parked the car under a big tree, and the kids got out, and he called his wife. Ruby, he said, we have some people here tonight. They'll probably be eating supper with us. And that was okay with her. She knew how to cook good chili beans. And they couldn't get a part for the car till Monday morning. So there they were with all these kids, these two people. They slept on the floor. They slept on the couch. They slept in chairs. And of course they ate, and she had to cook for them. And that was okay too. She didn't mind it a bit. Well, they had chickens, and there was an old man that lived with him. George was his name. Oh, someday I got to tell you about George. Remember it. I want to tell you about George. But anyway, George sold eggs. They weren't his eggs. So he would sell the eggs, and he'd bring the money in the house. And on the very top shelf was a cookie jar made special for money. And he would put the money in the cookie jar and walk out. When somebody needed to buy something, they would always go to Mama or Dick and say, we need some money from the cookie jar. He would nod, or she would nod, and they would take it out. You didn't take it out without asking. So the people noticed that. Well, they got the car fixed Monday. Tuesday morning, they're going to leave. And Mr. Dickerson paid for the car parts. He gave the man, I think it was $10, but I'm not sure. But at that time, it was a lot of money. And they were so grateful. They were going to leave in the morning after a big breakfast. The morning came, what do you think he found? Those people were gone. The kids were not on the floor. The people weren't on the couch or on the chair. So they went outside and the car was gone. And it was still pretty early. And then they saw footprints in the dust in the driveway. They had pushed the car out and left early. Oh my, Dick said. They must not have liked our food. They left early. Oh, that's too bad. They'll have to buy breakfast now. And then what do you think they found? The cookie jar with all the money. Even the jar itself was gone. Those people, after they fed and fixed the car, gave them money, stole the cookie jar with money in it. I never heard how much was in it. I don't think anybody knew. There was money in it, though. Some of us was mad. Oh, we said if we could get those people, There was even thought of punching them in the face. Oh, they need to be punished. But you know what Dick said? He said, oh my, I feel sorry for that man. Oh, that poor fella. What do you mean, that poor fella? Oh, one day he's going to stop and think. Those people helped us so much, and we stole from them. And he won't be able to find us to ask us to forgive him. So I think we should forgive him right now so that he doesn't go through all that torment. Now, there was a man that had some good forethought, don't you think? So when somebody does you wrong and they don't ask for forgiveness, forgive them anyway. Think in your own heart, I'm sorry they wronged me. Can you guys do that?